Kelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers. The Skelly Oil Company, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Say, fellas and girls, here's one that'll tickle your funny bone. What would you think if you saw a man walk out into a snowstorm wearing a swimming suit and a derby hat? Well, I'll bet you'd say the man ought to have his head examined, wouldn't you? But you know, your family car may be just as unprepared for your weather as that man in the swimming suit if your car is using the wrong gasoline. I mean, gasoline that isn't weather right. So ask Dad tonight if the gasoline he uses is changed to fit the weather, or if his gasoline is the same now as it was last summer when the temperature was 100 in the shade. Now, that's really a very important question, because gasoline that's made for summer use just doesn't have the zip and snap a motor needs for quick starting and smooth performance in cold weather. You want gasoline that's made to suit your weather. Well, there is such a gasoline, and it's called Skelly TaylorMade AeroMax. It's weather-right because it's tailor-made for quick starting and top performance at the time and the place where you buy it. You see, Skelly AeroMax gasoline is tailor-made for each section of the country where it's sold and for the changing seasons of the year. You can always be sure Skelly AeroMax will suit your weather. So tell your dad all about Skelly TaylorMade AeroMax gasoline tonight. Try it and see if it doesn't give you quicker starts and smoother performance than the gasoline you've been using. Say, Dad and Mother will be proud to find out you know so much about driving, and they'll both be glad you told them about Skelly TaylorMade AeroMax gasoline. Have them try it tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. By subjecting Dolores Pareda to a third-degree inquisition, Ivan Shark tricked her into giving away the secret of the location of the Pareda tracer. While this was taking place, Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Senor Pareda were working desperately to open a hole in the cave-in of the rock walls, barring their progress in the secret passageway under the hacienda. Let's see how they're getting along. Senor Pareda is holding a pocket flashlight, which provides light for the labors of Captain Midnight and Chuck. And one by one, the stones come out with a thud. Listen as Captain Midnight says in a low voice.
All right, wait. Oh, hold it a second, Chuck.
Okay, Red. Wait till I get rid of this rock.
All right.
Ah, mi amigos. We are making the headway. It will not be long now.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out. You don't think we have far to go then, senor?
No, mi capitan. This barricade, it is not a great one.
About how thick do you think it is?
3 or 4 feet, senor. No more.
We ought to be about through then.
I think we are. Now put your hand here, where we've been working.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Chuck. Yes, you're right. I do feel something. I feel a draft.
That is good.
Yes, we must be almost through.
Ah, I thank the merciful Dios. Soon perhaps I shall see my daughter, Dolores.
Listen, senor. Did there used to be much of a draft down this passageway?
No, mi capitan. Only if the outer door was open.
Then there couldn't be any draft at all if that door was closed. Well, that's the way we left it.
Blazing beacons, that's right. We drew the door shut after we came in.
But there could be a draft if there was an opening at the other end, ahead of us.
See, that could be possible.
All right, now we've got to work fast. Here, hold the flashlight for me, senor. While I continue taking out these rocks. Oh, Chuck.
Yeah?
Do you think you can find your way back to the door through which we came?
Oh, sure, Red, I can find it all right.
All right, now you make your way back there slowly and quietly. See whether it's open or closed. Get back here as quickly as possible, and listen, be careful.
Okay, Red, I'll be right back.
All right.
I do not like this, senor. It is not good.
Let's not jump at any conclusions, senor, until Chuck gets back. All right, now then. Some more of these rocks.
Look, mi capitan. There is a small hole.
Yes. Yes, we're beginning to get through, all right.
Perhaps we shall be able to surprise this Ivan Shark.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Now tell me, senor, about the secret door in the library.
Say, mi capitan. At one end of the library, behind the screen, there's the long bookcase on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
One section of the bookcase is the door.
Very good, senor. How does that door open?
On the panels between the sections, there are the carvings. The English word is gargoyle.
Oh, yes, of course, gargoyle. And the hidden button is somewhere on the head?
Si, senor. It is necessary to press the left eyeball.
Yeah, I see. And how do you open it from the passageway side?
There is the ladder which comes out from the wall. It is not hidden.
No, it wouldn't need to be on that side. Now tell me, you say Ivan Shark uses the library as his headquarters?
See me, Capitan. He uses it as the office. He is there much of the time.
I see.
Red. Red.
Yes, Chuck. Yes, what is it?
The door, Red. It's open.
The door is open. Ah, senor. We are discovered.
Hold on now. Let's not jump at conclusions.
Oh, gosh, Red. Our plane's outside. What are we going to...
Yes, Chuck, I'm thinking about that.
Mi amigo, what shall we do?
You suppose, Red, that door could have opened itself?
I doubt it. It works easily, but I don't think there was enough draft to open it.
Gosh, it's a strong draft now.
Yes, I know. I've got quite a hole opened up here, Chuck. Almost large enough for us to crawl through.
Oh, gee, Red, just when we were getting along so well.
This is no time for idle talk, Chuck. Come on, let's go.
Oh, you're right, Red. I'm sorry.
What shall we do, senor?
First, we've got to protect ourselves from the rear and be sure we're not being followed. Without using the light, we'll creep slowly and quietly back to the door. All right, now loosen your gun so you can get at them quickly. When we get there, we won't go outside. We'll stay inside the door with our backs pressed against the wall, and we'll wait and see if anyone comes or goes. After that, if all is well, we will continue.
And at the same moment, nearby in the hacienda above, sits Ivan Chark in the library. His eyes are studying the chart on the desk before him, while a leer of satisfaction lights up his evil features. Suddenly, the door opens.
Is that you, Gardo?
Yeah, Chief.
Where's Fang?
He's making a tour of inspection.
Oh, yes. I told him to do that every hour. Very well, then. Close the door and come here.
Okay, Chief.
What have you done with the Senorita Pareda?
I put her in that underground chamber, Chief. There ain't no way for her to get out.
You mean the one in which we found her kneeling by the chest?
Yeah, that's the one, Chief.
Hmm. She will not last long there, Gatto. It is damp and the air is bad. But now that I've found out what I wish to know, it does not matter.
Well, are you sure you know, Chief?
Never more sure in my life, Gatto. We know the treasure is in the Aztec temple. And we also know from this chart that it lies in an underground chamber.
Yeah, but it's a cinch it ain't in plain sight, Chief.
Ah, that does not matter in the least, Gardo. As long as I know what room it is in, I will find any secret compartment or hiding place.
Yeah, you're good at that stuff, Chief. Yeah, I never would have found the secret door in this library.
Now then, Gardo, at the first sign of daylight, you and I will make a trip to the temple. We must waste no time in getting this treasure.
Okay, Chief. But what about Captain Midnight and that crowd up in the valley?
We can take care of them at our leisure, Dardo. Rossman and his men have them surrounded on the ground.
Yeah, but don't forget, Chief. Captain Midnight has that black two-seater.
I remember that well, Dardo. But you will instruct our pilots to maintain constant control. They are not to allow that black two-seater to take off from the dried lake bed.
Okay, Chief, I'll tell him.
As soon as we have the treasure, then our pilots will drive the great herd of cattle through the northern pass, where they are to be delivered.
Have you got the deal all set on that?
Yes, Gardo. Everything is arranged. The cattle must be driven down our valley, then through the pass which you have seen from the air. As soon as they are on the other side of the pass, I will have completed my bargain.
Yeah, that's a new one, Chief. Driving cattle by airplanes. It ought to work all right, too.
Yes, Gardo. 5 airplanes will be worth 100 cowboys. When the cattle hear the roar of the motors, they will move and move fast.
Yeah, it'll be a regular stampede, that's what it'll be.
Yes, that's what I wish. We will waste no time.
No. Do you know who this guy is you're dealing with?
Oh, yes, Gardo. I know him very well. He is a gentleman with my own outlook on life. He is anxious to make a quick fortune. And he will ask no questions.
Yeah, that's the kind of a gent to do business with.
Now then, Gardo, I have constructed another map to be used with this chart. I wish you to study it with me so that we can settle on the details of our flight to the temple. Now you will notice this point. I believe we can land not very far.
Again, we return to Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Senor Pareda. They are standing with their backs pressed against the wall, inside the open door of the underground passageway. Listen, as Chuck says.
I don't think anyone's coming now.
We do not have the time to lose, senor.
Yeah, that's true enough.
My guess is we don't have more than 2 hours before daybreak.
That's about right. So we'll have to work fast.
Shall we go back in or...
Well, I... Wait a minute.
Quiet. Something's coming.
Hold your position. If there aren't too many, we'll jump them. There's only one. All right, now tackle his legs, Chuck.
Can I go?
I've got his arm.
I've got his leg.
Oh, yes, they're big, senor.
Wait a minute. I guess we've got him, all right. Hold it. Hold it now. Wait. There may be others on the way. Hold it.
I don't hear anything else. He must be all alone.
It is strange, senor. This man, he has not said the word.
How about the flashlight, Red? You think it's safe to use it?
Wait a minute. Let's drag him inside a ways first.
Okay.
All right, now, all together. Get a hold of him. Here, come.
This ought to be far enough. Don't you think, Red?
Yes, I think so.
We are many steps from the door, mi capitan.
Where's the flashlight?
Senor Barreda has it. All right, senor. Let's see what we've got here.
Si, senor.
Turn his head up.
There.
Say, Chuck, look.
What? It's the pilot we rescued from the crash plane. The one who escaped from us.
Who is this man, mi amigo?
I told you about him, senor. Remember the pilot of the wrecked airplane?
Si. Now I remember.
Gosh, Red. We couldn't get him to say a word before, and he probably won't now.
Hey, well, wait. I'll find out. You. What's your name? What are you doing here?
He's shaking his head.
Look, senor. He moves the hand.
Wait, the beacon's red. Look at that. He pointed to his mouth and shook his head. Then he pointed to his ear and shook his head again.
I thought he was trying to deceive us the other time, Chuck. Well, I'm not so sure now.
Look. He's making another motion.
He moves the finger against the other hand, senor. He tells us he wished to write the letter.
Mm-hmm. That's it, Red. That's just what he's doing.
Well, wait. Who's got a piece of paper?
Well, here's that little notebook I carry.
Oh, good.
I'll open it to a blank page.
Hear me, amigo. I have the pamphlet.
That's the stuff. That's the... Give them to him, Nick.
Gosh, he's writing all right. I wonder what he's saying.
He has finished. Oh.
He's handing it to you, Red.
Yes, here. I'll read what he's written. My name is Zoling. I am a pilot for Ivan Shark. Well, now he's writing something more.
Oh, gosh. We knew he was a pilot for Ivan Shark. All we found out is his name.
Look, he is writing very fast. He knows exactly what he wishes to tell us.
Yes.
There, he gives it to you.
He's getting up. Hey!
Quick, stop him.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Hold it, Chuck, hold it. He can't hear you. He can't shoot a man in the back. Besides, after looking at this note, this may mean salvation for us, Chuck. Or it may mean a fight much sooner than we expected. All right, come on, let's go. We'll find out soon enough.
Well, the mysterious pilot again makes his appearance. And we know something that Captain Midnight does not know. The pilot Zollinger has helped Captain Midnight by giving a false report to Ivan Sharp. And say, what is the note he has left behind? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, don't forget, tell your dad about Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline. Gasoline that's weather right for quick starting and smooth performance in your weather now. And another thing, if you haven't called at your Skelly service station for your free Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game, be sure you get them right away. Because I can't promise you how much longer they'll be available. They're going mighty fast. So if for some reason you fail to call for yours, just show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card when you stop there with Dad tonight. He'll give you your free jumping beans and Ringo Jumbo game right on the spot. That is, if he has a single one left. And I surely hope he has. But the sooner you stop in, the better. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Is the mute pilot Zollinger turning traitor to his chief, Ivan Shark? Or is this merely one of the master criminal's tricks to lure Captain Midnight and his friends farther underground? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy land!